Air quality is undoubtedly a serious problem in Los Angeles. Earlier, I spoke with Annenberg Radio News reporter Emmanuel Martinez about oil fumes in a South LA neighborhood that residents say are making them sick. Last night, Emmanuel, you went to a town hall meeting coordinated by the Air Quality Management District that discussed specific problems in this neighborhood. Can you elaborate?
Yeah. Last night, the Air Quality Management District held a town hall meeting in regards to the air quality, but specific to Figueroa and 23rd Street, where the Elenco oil well is located, because residents have been complaining about the smell and just some of the symptoms that they've been experiencing for the last 3 years. Some of the symptoms residents have complained about include nosebleeds, headaches, fatigue, dizziness, confusion, asthma attacks, adult-set asthma. A lot of these residents are adults, and they've never had problems with asthma until the odor came. I guess the odor and the symptoms doesn't discriminate. Kids, adults have been complaining. And it kind of affects, the oil well is in an area where it affects, where it's near schools, churches, low-income housing, and it's only a mile and a half away from USC. So there's a lot of USC students living in the area, too.
What's the main question that needs to be addressed?
Well, I guess the main problem is between Elenco oil well and the residents, and where AQMD stands, is just proving that the odor is connected to the symptoms, whether it's the symptoms are correlated to the smell, or whether the symptoms are caused by the smell. Barry Wallerstein, the executive officer of AQMD, who was there last night, he said this.
When some of the community members spoke about having asthma, there are many triggers to asthma attacks. Air pollution can be a trigger, but there are also a number of other triggers, and that's why it requires a medical evaluation to try and get to a better understanding of why an individual may have had an asthma attack. And the same is true for some of the other health impacts or health problems that the community members are experiencing.
How do residents of the neighborhood surrounding 23rd and Fig feel about what Mr. Wallerstein said there?
Well, I spoke to Nancy Halpern Ibrahim from Esperanza Community Housing Corporation, and she feels that the burden of proof doesn't fall on community residents.
Burden of our proving that this is not being caused by that, that's all backwards. If it is safe, the burden of proving the safety should be on the oil company. Our bodies are telling us that it isn't. Our children are telling us that it isn't. And the burden of science shouldn't be on normal working folks.
So going forward, what is the next step? How do we fix this problem?
Well, in order to prove whether it's causation and not correlation, AQMD needs to gather more research and data. And they're doing that now. And so they're going to come back in December and hold another town hall meeting to share what they've found and what they've gathered, and to be able to tell the residents what is in the air and what they're actually breathing.
All right. Thank you so much for joining me. I've been here with Emmanuel Martinez, a reporter for Annenberg Radio News. Thank you.